Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 7. Language, Text, and Context. Summary. Most of the time, I'm the one as a pastor who's going to preach. But from time to time, I have the privilege to listen to a sermon, too. It is not very often. And I experience huge differences in sermons. There are sermons I will never, ever forget. And others I have difficulty to remember them at noon at the meal. When somebody asks me, oh well, what was it about? Either it is my brain, which is too old, or it's the method of preaching. When Jesus preached, the audience did not go away. They forgot eating. Therefore we have this story about the feeding of the 5,000. They just stayed there. And the apostles said to Jesus, come on, stop it. Let them go. They have a long way home. And Jesus said, oh, feed them. And one of the apostles said, huh? Have you seen how many of them? If we had such an amount of money, it wouldn't be enough. It's impossible. Of course, we don't have the money. But even if we had it, where could we buy this? 5,000 men, not counted, not numbered, women and kids. And they continued staying there, listening to his stories. So there is something which God created in our heart that we like listening to stories. And therefore, in the Old Testament, especially when you look at the first book of Moses, Genesis, stories, stories, stories. Look at the book of Daniel, the first 6 chapters, stories, stories, stories. It's interesting to read, isn't it? When you read in Genesis about the story of Joseph there in Egypt, when their brothers arrived, and when the brothers found themselves seated at the table in a row according to their age. Interesting. Looking at the scenery, and they looked at each other. Exactly, the eldest and the next, exactly, no mistake. Can this be by chance? Oh, this is something they cannot understand. A strange man, and they sit in the correct age, one beside the other. And when you see how in detail the story is told, that they go back relieved that they have now corn in their bags, going back with their camels and mules home to check up their father, and then a dust behind them. Someone is writing in a quick way, shows up, says, why have you stolen the silver cup of my master? But I haven't done that. And one is quick in speaking, Judah, and says, the one where it will be found, he shall be a slave here in Egypt. And then all the bags are opened, looked into it, and the silver cup is found in Benjamin's sack. Oh, this was a shock. And they all go back. They weep. They weep. That when they think of Father Jacob, they cannot stand him. Cannot stand this view. And Judah then says, I'm willing to stay behind as a slave instead of Benjamin. And then Joseph starts weeping. In such a loud way that all the Egyptians run together because they think someone has done anything against their master. This is Hebrew storytelling. How? Enjoy it.